Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. Let's Bez Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We are on the third word of the daf. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Bo Re'ei Shalok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Adam. Let us go and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves in a different way that human beings do. Midas Basar Adam Mischayev Adam Rigla Malchus. Usually, if you're a human being and you chayv misa, matilin lo chaka lesoch piv, kadesh lo yikalas hamelech. So when the king makes machayv somebody death, so we put something in the guy's mouth so he shouldn't curse the king. He's obviously furious at the king. The king is machayv and misa. A person who's chayv misa in Yiddishkeit, he's quiet. To you, people are silent and they praise. Wow, what does this mean? We'll have to see in a minute. Well, the Mefarshim explain over here, the Ritva writes that because a person who gets judged by a king, so human beings are corrupt, and there's a lot of corruption, but a person who gets judged by Hashem, he knows that Hashem's judgment is true and honest and fair, and therefore he praises it. So says the Ritva, in the name of the Medrash. And why is he praising Hashem? The Marashah writes, because he's punishing him in this world, and not in the next world. V'lo od, ela she mishabeach. Not only does he not curse out Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, who punishes him, but he praises Hashem. Shenemar Tehila, Lecha Dumiya, people are silent, Tehila, and they praise. V'lo od elisha domalo ki'ilu makriv karban. Not only that, but when a person dies al kiddush Hashem, I shouldn't say that, when a person dies because he's punished, or he gets sick because he's punished, it's as if he's being makriv a karban. Shneemar, the end of that pasuk, ulecha dumia sehila, is ulecha yushulam neder. And it is as if to you we are fulfilling a promise, we are fulfilling a karban. Hainu dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, mai dechsev ovre be'emek habacha, ma'ayan yishisuhu gam brachos yate mora. Also over there, the same, a little bit later, pasuk, a couple of kapitlach later into Hillim. So this pasuk is referring to the sinners. Ovrei elu b'nei adam she'over ma'aretzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They violate. Ovrei, they're over avera. Ovrei. They're violators. Emek she'ma'amikin lam gehenim. So ovrei be'emek. They go past the deep place. That's gehenim. Habacha she'bochin u'moridin demos kemayan shel shisin. They're pouring. The people who sin are pouring tears. They're pouring tears like the water of the shisin, the pipes by the mizbech where you used to pour the wine for the Nisuch HaYayin. Gam brachos yate mora, that they will actually pour blessings on he who taught them, who was their mora, he who taught them, who paskind, that they were chayiv misa. Shematzdigen alein esadin v'omrim lefanav ribon shel olam yofa danta. That Klal Yisrael does tzedek hadin. That's the way you're supposed to do it when something happens. When Chas V'Shalom, a person loses a relative or he himself has an illness or something like that. You're supposed to do tzedek hadin and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the right thing. It's a lot easier said than done, but that's the way a Yid is supposed to be. When something bad happens to a Jew, he's supposed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Baruch Dayan Emes. That's what you're supposed to say. Tzedek hadin. Yafa zikisa, yafa chiyavta. Whoever you say is supposed to live, that's the right move. And whoever you say is supposed to be afflicted, v'yofet tikanta gehenim l'rishoyim gan eden l'tzadikim. And whoever gets gehenim, it's supposed to happen. And whoever gets gan eden, it's supposed to happen. You are the perfect judge. You know. Yofet dante, yofet. You did the right thing. Says the Gemara. Is this really true? That all Jewish wicked people all say, yes, Hashem, you are 100% right for doing what you did to me. Is that really what all people do? Says Gemara, Inni, is this so? The Hamar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rishayim, Afil HaPischa Shel Gehenim. Einam chozim b'tshuva. What do you mean? Rishayim, even as they're going into Gehenna, they're still yelling and cursing and screaming, saying, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. And I think it's a beferish line from a famous movie. I'm innocent. We're all innocent. Everybody who came in here, we're all innocent. I would know from these things, but apparently there's a famous line about that. So Einam chozim b'tshuva. So even the Rishayim, even if they're on the doorstep of Gehenna and they see it's all over, they still don't do tshuva. Shneimar, pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'yatzu v'ro b'frigo anashem ha'poshim bi v'gomer. She'poshim l'anar el ha'poshim. She'poshim v'hochin l'olam. They continuously are sinners even as they're being punished. They still are k'viyachol spitting in the Ribbono Shel'olam's face. They're complaining and yelling. They don't deserve it. Says Gemara, lo kasha. Ha b'poshe Yisrael, ha b'poshe ovdei kochavim. One is talking about Jewish sinners and one is talking about non-Jewish sinners. The Jewish sinners, they have the pintel of yid inside them. So at the very, very end of time, at the very end of the story, they're going to all realize what the real matzah was. But the non-Jewish sinners are not going to get it. Hachanami mistara dimkein. You have to answer this anyway. You have to say this distinction. Because if not, you're going to have a major question, a contradiction in the words of Reish Lakish. What's the contradiction? Number Reish Lakish. Poshe Yisrael ain or Gehenem shaletus bahen. Sinners in the Jewish people, the fire of Gehenem doesn't destroy them. Kavachomer mizbeach hazav. A kavachomer from the golden mizbeach. Ma mizbeach hazav she'ein alav ela ka'ovi dinar zav. The Mizbeach HaZav only had a very, very thin layer of gold. Amad kamashanu lo shel debahar, yet there was fire on it every day, and that fire never burned through the gold. Poshe Yisrael shemalei mitzvahs kerimon. The sinners of the Jewish people, even the sinners who are filled with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is filled with 613 seeds. Shenemar, kefelach harimon rakoseich. You know, the Klal Yisrael is compared to a pomegranate. V'amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, al tikri rakoseich elo rekoseich. Sha'afil rekanim shebach. Even the empty yidden, even the emptiest Jew, even the Jew who you think he has absolutely nothing, is malei mitzvahs kerimon. He's filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So therefore, Gehenna, the fires of Gehenna are not going to consume him. Alachas kama v'kama kal v'choymer, the fires of Gehenna are not going to consume him. So the Gemara says, if Reish Lakish says, even the sinners of the Jewish people, the fires of Gehenna are not going to get them because malei mitzvahs kerimon. So obviously we have to say that the sinners weren't rebellious up until the last moment. Can't be. It must be that once they see the end of story, what the story is, to the end of time, they're going to do tshuva. They're going to be returning. Elohadichsiv ore be'emek habacha. So what's that referring to? So according to Reish Lakish, so what does it mean that the fire of Gehenna is not going to attack the Jewish people? It says, Ovrei be'emek habacha. They're gonna go to Gehenna. What do you mean? Hahu demechayv ahi shaita be'gehenna v'asi Abram Avinu masiklo mekabelu. Wow. They are chayv to go to Gehenna, and they go to Gehenna, the Rishonim go to Gehenna, but right away, or soon after when they go there, Avram Avinu comes to Gehenna and collects them from Gehenna. So they do go to Gehenna. They are Ovrei be'emek habacha. They go through the area. But because of the fact that they don't complain and they finally accept the din in the end of time, the Poshe Yisrael, Avraham Avinu comes and collects them from Gehenna. And he takes them out. Bar mi Yisrael shebal baso v'kochavim. Except for some Averis, which if you do these Averis, Avraham Avinu is not going to collect you. Like a Jewish person who has marital relations with a guy. Demashcha arloso. V'lo mevashkerle. Because when you do averus that involve gili arayus, so your arla becomes pulled back, and therefore Abram Avinu is not going to recognize you as a Jew. Wow. Asks the Gemara, Maskevla Rav Kana, is it really true that the Rishayim don't do tshuva, the Rishay Umos HaOlam don't do tshuva even on the steps of Gehenna? They're still sinners. Is that really true? In the present tense, it means he's still taking them out. He's still taking them out. It means Hashem is still taking us out of Egypt today. No, the asik vapik, it means in the past. Hachanami, the pashehu. It says poshe, the haposhim be, doesn't mean they continue to sin. It means that they sinned in the past. You don't have to say that it means that they continued to sin going forward. So he didn't like that pshat. So more statements in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, says the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar says, three statements of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Shlosh apsachim yesh legehenim. There are three entrances to Gehenim. Echad by Midbar, Echad by Yom, Echad by Yushalayim. There are three entrances to Gehenim. One in the desert, one in the ocean, and one in Jerusalem. Meaning that anywhere in the world, like Jerusalem is just a reference to a city. If you're in the ocean, if you're in the desert, if you're in the city, wherever you are, the Malach HaMavis can get you. We can send you on a straight ticket, a one-way ticket to Gehenim. That's what the Marashah explains. Bamidbar dechsev vayer dehem b'chol shalem chayim she'ola. By Korach. Korach, by the Midbar, they went on a one-way ticket. The world opened, and congratulations, you have earned yourself a one-way ticket to Gehenim. Bayam dechsev mibeten she'ol shivati shemati koli. Yonah said, when he was in the fish, so he said, from the stomach of Gehenim, I have called out to Hashem. So you see, he was right near the doorstep. The fire is in Sion. The furnace is in Jerusalem. The entrance to Gehenim. Asks the Gemara, are these the only places where there's an entrance to Gehenim? Vesuleka? Are these the only places where there's an entrance to Gehenim? The Hamar Rabbi Marion, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Vamar Latana Tana Rabba Bar Marion, Bedeve Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shtei Tamaros Yesh, Begay Ben Hinom. There are two date trees in the valley of Ben Hinom. Gay Ben Hinom. That's like a short for Gehenim. Gay Ben Hinom. Va'ola Ashen Mi Benem. And smoke comes out between these two date trees. Vizui Shishanin Utsini Harbazok Sheros. And lulavim that come from these trees are kosher for a lulav, even though they have short, small leaves. Zui pischa shel gehenim. Answer the Gemara. Dil mahainu de Yerushalayim. Now, yeah, maybe that's not a fourth entrance. That's the same entrance that we said before in Jerusalem. That's Gei Ben Hinom is in Yerushalayim. Right? What do they call that that area where they have all the rock concerts? And maybe not only the rock concerts, outside the old city of Yerushalayim, there's like a valley over there. I think they call that place Gei Ben Hinom. I don't know if that's really the place that the Gemara is referring to, but they call that area. It would make sense that all the rock concerts are there if it's the entrance to Gehenim. Taka would make sense, but anyway. But, okay, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Shiva Shem Masiyesh to Gehenim. Gehenim has seven names. Ve'elhin. Sheol Va'avadon. Ube'er shachas, ubor she'on, v'tit ha'yovan, ha'yovain, v'tzalmavis, v'eretz ha'tachtis, the lower earth. She'ol d'chsiv, pasuk in Yonah, we said before, m'beten she'ol shavati shemati koli. Avadon d'chsiv, ha'yisupar b'kever chazdecha emunoscha ba'avadon. When we're in the grave, we will be able to say how much we believe in you, and we will be able to praise Hashem's chesed. Be'er shachas d'chsiv, ki lo sa'azov nafshi l'shol lo sitin chasid chaliros, Shachas. Hashem, please don't send me down to the Be'er Shachas to Gehenim. Ubor Sheon v'tid ha'yovein d'chsiv. Pasuk over there also in Tehillim. Bor Sheon v'tid ha'yovein d'chsiv. V'ya'aleinu yibor Sheon v'tid ha'yovein. So he saved him from going down to Gehenim. V'tzalmavis d'chsiv yoshvei choshech v'tzalmavis. People sit in darkness. The Eretz Atachtis Gemaru. That's a Kabbalah that we have from Chazal. It wasn't said in the Pesukim. Ask the Gemara, are those the only names of Sulek of Hagi Gehenim? What about the name Gehenim itself? Says the Gemara, the word Gehenim is not a real word. It's not the name of a place. It's just a Rashi Tevos. Gei She'amuka Kigei Hinam. It's like Shakol Yorid La Al Iske Chinam, that it's called a valley that people go down there. It's very deep, and you go down there because of things that you did for free. This is a reference to Giloy Arayos. By the way, beforehand we saw a reference to the fact that Gehenim is associated with date trees. So the Marsha says it's because of a taiva for too much sweetness that people end up in Gehenim. Like date is date honey. People like to have taivas. They like to have their personal pleasures. And that's what causes them to end up in Gehenim. Ask the Gemara, V'ha'ika taftach or tafta tichsev by Sancheriv. It says in Yishayo, ki aruch me'esmal tafta. So it sounds like he's headed to Gehenim. It's including Gehenim. Answer the Gemara. Ahu shekol ha-mispate b'yitzro yipol sham. Anyone who gets seduced by his Yetzirah tafta, from the word of pitui, from the word of seduction. So anyone who gets seduced by his Yetzirah ends up in Gehenim. Gan Eden. Now we're talking so much about Gehenim, so the Gemara says, let's talk a little bit about Gan Eden. You know, we got to give equal time. Gan Eden or Rish Lakish im be'eretz Yisrael hu Beit Shan Pischo. The entrance to Gan Eden is in Beit Shan. Wow. A nondescript town in the middle of the north of Israel. V'im ba'arvia, if it's in Arabia, Beis Garam Pischo. The entrance is in Beis Garam. V'im bein ha'naharos, if it's between the rivers, Dumaskin Pischo. So the Mefarshim say here, it's because apparently the fruit in Beit Shan is very, very sweet. And in Beis Garam, these places had very, very sweet fruit. So we assume that was the entrance to Gan Eden. We see that from the Psukim in Bereishis. It had in Gan Eden, Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamar of Atov Lamachal. It's Psukim in Chumash. So therefore, that's the entrance. Bibavel, if there's an entrance to Gan Eden in Bavel, so Abaye Mishtabach Bepeiru Demarba Yemina. Abaye used to praise the fruit of the right side of the Nahar Paras. Rava Mishtabach Bepeiru De Harpanya. Rava used to praise the fruit of a place called Harpanya. They felt that the entrance to Gan Eden were in one of those places. Uveinam Kimlo. Oh, so now we're back to our show. Uveinam Kimlo Shtei Rivakos Shel Shalosh Shalosh Baka. Rab Meir said that the entrance to the Pase Biros could be no more than 10 amos. And Rabbi Yudah said 13 and a third amos, says Gemara. Pshita, cave the tunnel, dikshuras hava, nanyadin, delavim mutaros. So first the Gemara talks about they're tied together. Obviously, if they're tied together, they're not mutaros. Why did the Mishnah have to say kshuros and not mutaros? Answer the Gemara, ma'u de seima, you might have thought kshuros ke'en kshuros, avol mamish lo. You might have thought that they just have to be close together, but not actually tied together. Kamashlon, v'lo mutaros, they actually have to be tied together. Achas nichneses, v'achas yotzeis. One goes in and one goes out. Tana, ravka nichneses, v'ravka yotzeis. The entire group has to go in together. And the entire group has to go out together, not just one by one. Tana Rabbanan. Kama Rosh of Rosh HaPara. How much has the minimum amount that it's got to fit inside this thing? What's the Rosh of Rosh HaPara? Shtei Amos. 2 Amos is the minimum size of the inside of the Pase Biros. 2 Amos. The Kama Ovia Shalpara. And how much is the thickness of a cow? Ama Ushnei Shlishe Ama. The thickness of a cow is 1 2/3 Amos. Shehein ke'eser. So if you take 6 cows at 1.5 amos each, so it's 9 plus the yoke itself. So you get close to, it's around 10. Well, I'm sorry, no. An am and 2/3 times 6 is 10 amos. I apologize. Math was not my strong suit. An am and 2/3. I was thinking am and a half. An am and 2/3 times 6, do the math, you come out to 10 amos. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, Kishlosh Esrei Ama, Uchar Ba Esrei Ama. Rabbi Huda says no. He says it was 4 cows, not 3, so you end up with 13 and a third. Well, he said, no, what is it? 13 and two-thirds. Hold on a second. Right? 1 and two-thirds times 6. Two-thirds times 6 is 4. That's 10. Yeah, so it should be. So, Rabbi Hudom, Kishlosh Zayamu Charbas Zayamu. It's somewhere between 13 and 14. Says the Gemara, Ke'eser. Ha'eser Havyan. What do you mean it's Ke'eser? It should just say Eser. Says the Mamashim Debadim Estay Sefa, Kishlosh Esre. You're right. Eser is exact. But the 13, it's not exact. So therefore, Rabbi Meir said Ke'eser to make the Mishnah parallel, even though it's exactly 10. Says Gemara, Kishlosh Esrei, Tfei Havyan. What do you mean? It's more than 13. Mishnah Debar L'misnei Ka'arba Esrei. You know, it's close to 14. It's close to 14. Says Gemara, Ucha'arba Esrei Halo Havyan, but it's not 14. It's 13 and a third. So what are you talking about? Says Gemara of Papa, Yiseros al shlosh esrei ve'enu magiyas la'arba esrei. It's more than 13, but it's less than 14. It ends up being 13 and a third. That's what he holds. It's 13 and a third. 13 and a third. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa. Let's analyze the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Bibar Shmona. If the width of the pit itself was 8 amos, dekulei amos lo pligei delo binim pshutin. Everybody, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you just need the 4 diumdin and you're okay. Why? Because you're not going to have, if you distance it 2 amos away, so what does it come out? The bar itself is 8 amos. The diumdin is 2 amos away. So the space between the diumdin ends up being 8 plus 2 and 2 is 12, but the amma of each diumdin knocks it down to 10. So you have a space that's exactly 10 amos, so you're okay. If the width of the bor was 12, which means the space between the two diumdin would be 16, but you have the with the two diumdin, right? Because you have 12 and you need 2 amos on each side, so that's going to come out that it's 16 amos, which means that you can have 14 amos between the two diumdin, because each diumid is an amma. So obviously, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that's too much if it's 14. So even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you're going to need a plank in between. So no one argues by a bor that's 8 or a bor that's 12. The question is between 8 and 12. That's where they have the machlokas. Ki pligi mishmona vad shnei misrei. If the length of the bor is between 8 and 12. Rabbi Meir, Be'inim Pshutin, according to Rabbi Meir, since the entrance is more than 10 amos, you have to put a board in the middle. Rabbi Huda, Lo Be'inim Pshutin, since it's less than 13 and a third, so according to Rabbi Huda, you do not need Pshutin. Says the Gemara. The Rav Papa, my Kamash Malon. What's the Chiddush of Rav Papa? Tanina. The Mishnah stated clearly that, if it's more than 10, so then they have a machlokas. And if it's more than 13, everyone agrees. The Mishnah, what's Rav Papa adding? So the Rav Papa Brisa lo Shmila. You're right. He didn't hear the Brisa that explained this. So Kamashmalan Kebrisa, and he heard on his own. He taught on his own this that already was taught in the Brisa. The Gemara is now going to have 6 questions about the din of Pase Biros that Abaye asked Rava. Abaye asked Rava 6 questions about Pase Biros. Zakta Helege Gemara. And the symbol is, and the reason they had these symbols is because the Gemara was by heart, so they wanted to remember all the 6 kashas, so they had a mnemonic device. Arich Yoser Betel Chitzas Chatzer Shivsha Simon. That's the 6 kashas. In today's daf, I think we're only going to get to 4 out of the 6 kashas. Let's see. Kasha number 1. Boy mine abay me rabba. Herich b'diyumdin kishir p'shutin l'rabbi meir mahu. Let's say, instead of putting an extra plank in the middle, you extended the diyumdin itself, and therefore you made an entrance that's less than 10 amos by extending the diyumdin. Do you have to dafka put the plank in the middle, or can you just extend the two corners to make the entrance less than 10? Amale, tinisua. Read the Mishnah carefully, you'll see that the Mishnah responds to this. Uvilvad sheyarbe bepasin. My sheyarbe bepasin. My lav demarech bidyumdin. It sounds like you're actually extending the pasin itself. Lo demapish vav b'shuta. No, it means you're adding in other ones. Says more ihachi. Hi uvilvad sheyarbe bepasin. Instead of the Mishnah saying making the pas itself longer. Ad sheyarbe pasin mi boyalei. Instead of being marbe bipasin, which means take the existing ones and extending them, it should have said ad sheyarbe pasin to have more of them. Says the Gemara, you're right, that's what it means. Tini ad sheyarbe pasin. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah means, or that should be the correct girsa in the Mishnah. Some had the same story in a slightly different version. Ikad da Amri, some had it a little differently. Amar le, Rabbi says tabai tini sua. Rabba says, Tabai Tinisua. We already learned this thing in our Mishnah. Uvilvad sheyarbe bipasin. My lav. Demapish v'ovid pshutin. Lo, demarech b'diumdin. It could mean either way. The Gemara went the other way around. It says in the Mishnah, Uvilvad sheyarbe bipasin. It means that you should make middle ones, but you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to extend. Lo, demarech b'diumdin. It can mean you extend them. Hakanai mistarva mitiktani uvavad sheyarbe bipasin shma mina. So either you could say either way. You could there's no raya either way from the Mishnah. You could extend the diumdin or you can add the pshutin. Question number 2. Boy mine abaye me rabba. Yosef mishlosh esrei amo shlish l'rabbi Yehuda mahu. Pshutin Ovid, Obadiyum Demarech. What about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if it's more than 13 and a third, you have to add beams, you have to add posts? What about, according to him, can you extend the Diyumdin? Amalei, Tanisua. Kamahein, Mikuravin. We learned in a Braisa. How much do the Diyumdin have to be close to the Be'er? Kidei, Roshev, Aruba, Shalpara. You need to have 2 amos, but less than that, you're not allowed to permit it because we're afraid maybe you'll carry outside it. Vikama meruchakin, and what's the length of it? Afilu kur, even the area that you could plant 30 sa. Afilu karayim, even 60 sa. Rabbi Huda Omer, base sasayim mutter, only 2 sa is mutter. Yosef and Beis Asayim Aser. Rabbi Huda said there's a maximum shear that you could do for the Pasei Biros. The maximum shear is 2 sa. However, Tanakama said of this Braisa, you could go as long as you want. Rabbi Huda says only say Beis Asayim. Amrulo le Rabbi Huda, the Chacham said to Rabbi Huda, Iatamoda Bedir, do you not agree by the corral of an animal that they would make these lovered straps or other things? Fences around the corral in the middle of a desert or in the middle of a field, so that the animal dung should fertilize the field. Visahar, another place for animals outside the city. Umukta, backyards. Vechotzer, front courtyards. Afilu bas chamesha korin, afilu bas asar korin shemutter. Don't you admit that in those makeshift rishus hayachads could be even longer? So you would think that Pasi Biro should be the same thing as well. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yuzad Chachamim, you can't compare. Zo Mechitza. There, by the case of the animal corrals, you have a full wall. Ve'elu Pasin. But here you have posts, which are open. Okay, so what's the proof? Ve'im Isa, and if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that not only can you be moderate with posts, but you could even extend the Dyumdin in the corners, he shouldn't have said that one is Mechitz and the other one is Pasin. He should have said Zu Mechitz of Zu Mechitz Mibayle. They're both Mechitzas. If you're just extending the Dyumdin until it's less than 13 and a third Amma, so it's an extension of a continued Mechitza. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said it's two different Mechitzas, not Zu Mechitza and Zu Pasin. He shouldn't have said it that way. He should have said Zu Mechitza and Zu Mechitza, two different types of Mechitza. And the Gemara, that's what he meant to say. Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant to say. Zu Toras Mechitza Olav Upirtzo Seha Be'eser. By the case of the corral and the chutzer, where we permit even a very, very large area, even 20 kor, 100 kor. So there, that has a status of mechitza, and therefore the openings are 10 amos. And therefore he's mater even a large area. Ve'elu, but the case of Pasibiros Toras Pasin Aleim, it's considered to be a halacha, it's not a real legit wall, it's only Pasin. Upirtzo Sam B'shloshes Ve'amu Shlish, therefore I permitted a larger pirtz of 13 and a third. So since I was lenient with this and allowed entrances of 13 and a third by this special case of Pasi Biros, so I was strict in a different way. It's not a real legit wall. The openings are so big that I was strict. And we only allow base sasayim. We only allow an area of two sar, Rabbi Yehuda says, and not an unlimited amount of area. Question number three on Pasi Biros. Boy mine abaye me rabba, abaye est rabba. Tel hamislaket asar mitoch arba. Let's say you have a slope, a sloping down, and you have three diumdin, but your fourth diumid is like a big hill, which has a sloping hill that slopes 10 tfachim, it slopes 10 tfachim in less than 4 amos. What's the din? And it's on two sides. Can that serve as a diumid? Nidin mishim diumid? Oh, eno nida mishim diumad. Is it a legit diumad if you have a slope, a sloping hill? It's not straight down a diumad. It slopes. Is that a good diumad? Omer le tenisua. We learned this in a brisa. Rishim ben Elazar Omer. Haisa sham evan mirubas. If you have, instead of, you have three diumdin, and your fourth diumad is not a two-sided, a two-sided bracket, right? Like the Duman's like a bracket, right? It's actually a solid brick. It's a square. It's a square. Okay, but theoretically, if you would chisel out the square, if you would chisel, who's waving to me, AJ, over there? Who's waving to me over there? Who is that, AJ?
Eitan Dukas.
Okay, send them my best regards. All right. Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Mahaisa Shav Evan Rubas, if it's a square, Rowan Kol She'ilu Techolik Ve'yesh Ba'amalakan Ve'amalakan Nid V'nidon Mishum Diyumid. Who cares? It's a square. Theoretically, remember we had Chokikin, right, by the mezuzah, right, Mordechai, we had Chokikin. So you have a square block over here. So you view it as if it's chiseled out. Then you have the corner. What's the difference if it's a square or it's a bracket? What's the difference? V'imlav. Now, but you have to have at least an Amma by an Amma, right? It's got to be an Amma by an Amma. V'im lav, if you don't have an Amma by an Amma, ain't only Dibshim Diumid. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Biyochem and Broko Omer, Hoyt Hashem Evan Agula. Even if it's a round, let's say it's not a square. It's round, but the diameter, right, it's more than three tefachim. So the diameter would be one, or you have to figure out that you would be able to have a Diumid of a tefach on each way. Rowan Kol Shilu Techakek Techalek. So you have to do two dissections. One, take the circle and make it into a square. Chisel off the circular parts and make it into a square. Now, once it's a square, then chisel again and chisel out and see if you have a diumid. Kol shu techakek techalek v'yishba amalakan v'amalakan nidum shim diumid v'imlav enim shim diumid. B'maikam ifalgei. Now, what are these two opinions? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shim ben Elazar. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether you say two chiselings or one. Says the Gemara, but my commitment, Mar Savar Chad Rowan Amrinon, Shrei Rowan Amrinon. The first opinion says only if it's a square it's kosher, but a circle is not kosher, because you can only do one theoretical chiseling. Only one. But to take a circle and make it into a square, and then take a square and make that into a bracket, that you don't do. Chad Rowan Amrinon, Shrei Rowan Amrinon. Mar Savar Afil, Shrei Rowan Amrinon. The other one says that even two you do. So the Gemara thinks that the same issue with the tail on Mislakate is the same issue over here. Do you view, theoretically, so the same issue with the tail on Mislakate should be the same thing over here. Would you chisel it out and consider it to be, because it's not actually a bracket, it's a mountain, right? It's a mountain that has a slope. So the question is, would you chisel out the rest of it and assume that it should be on both sides considered to be a diumid? It's the same issue. Question number 4. I think this is going to be the last one we do today. Or maybe one more. Question number 4. Instead of a bracket, you have a pole and another pole and another pole, each one less than 3 tefachim away. Nido mishum diumid olav. Is lavud good by a diumid? Amalei tenisu. We learned it in the brisa. Hayasham ilan. If you have a tree, o gader, or a fence of stones, o chitzas hakanim, or a chitzas hakanim. Nido mishum diumid. A fence made out of individual poles. It is a good diumid. My lav. Kana kana pachas mishlosha. What's the case of chitzas hakanim? Isn't it that each one is less than 3? And it's the Gemara, lo, gundurisa dekani. It means like a plant that's solid on the bottom, but then it has less than 3 tefachim apart branches coming up from it. Ask the Gemara, isn't that the same as the tree? Yehachayinu ilan. Says the Gemara, ve'elamai, kana kana pachas mishlosha. You think it means just 3 individual poles? Hainu gader. That's the same thing as a gader. Elamai yislach lemeimar trei gavne gader. There's two different types of gader. Hachanami trei gavne ilan. It's two different types of trees. One of them is a complete tree, and one of them is a bunch of separate poles. So you have no proof because there can be two different types of trees. One tree that the whole solid trunk goes up, and one tree that's solid on the bottom, but it has the branches coming up right away. So you have no proof from here that chitzas hakanim necessarily works. Ikadamre gundurisa dekani kamibayle. No, the question was about where it's solid on the bottom, but the branches come up from it. Gundurisa dekani, my, what's the din? Is that a legit human amale? So Rabbi said tabai tinisua. We learned it. Hayasham gader o ilan o chitzas hakanim nidam shem diumin. My love gundurisa dekani. What's the case of chitzas hakanim? Isn't that a case that it was solid on the bottom and then the branches come up from it? Lo, you have no proof. Kana pachas mishlosha. Maybe it was 3 independent. Maybe it was 3 independent. Maybe the Bryce is talking about 3 independent poles, reeds, and they're within 3 tefachim of each other. Says the Yachi, hainu gader. Isn't that the same thing as the fence? Velamai gundurisa dekani. What are you going to say? It means that it was solid on the bottom and then you had the beams coming up from it? Hainu Elon, that's the same as a tree. Well, how are you going to explain Trey Gavne Elon? The Bryce is just coming to teach me 2 types of trees that are a human. Either a solid trunk that goes straight up, we view it as if it's chiseled out, and also a Gundurisa Tekani, which is solid on the bottom and the branches come up right away, like a bush. That's called a Duma. It's Hachanami. Trey Gavne Gada, you could say the same thing over here, that Chitzas Hakanim is 2 types of fence, 1 solid fence of or Kanim that are separate, and there's 2 different types of fences, a whole one and also a separate one. So again, you have no proof in either case whether or not these things work. So that's the 4th Suffolk, and we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Oh, great Shabbos, Bez Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, around a little bit after Shabbos. I guess around 9:15, something like that, maybe a little earlier. We'll let you know what time we'll have the Shir, Bez Hashem, Motzei Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.